From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. There are calls for a closer look into the resignation of the U.S. National Security Advisor. The White House says President Trump asked Michael Flynn to resign as National Security Advisor because he no longer trusted him, not because he did anything illegal. The administration now acknowledges Flynn misled the vice president about his discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Some lawmakers are vowing to launch a probe into the matter. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports.
The administration had been evaluating the National Security Advisor for weeks, specifically about why Flynn misled Vice President Mike Pence about his phone conversations with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. in December. Flynn initially claimed he did not speak to the Russian ambassador about sanctions against Russia. But in late January, the Justice Department told the White House Flynn did. The White House said its counsel found no wrongdoing and that Trump knew nothing of Flynn's discussions with the ambassador about sanctions. Some lawmakers called for an independent probe.
I think there's more questions. We have to see, you know, where we go.
My view all along has been that this administration has been too cozy with the Russians, too conciliatory.
The White House says it's been tough on Russia. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News. The White House.
Russia Wednesday dismissed a New York Times report that members of U.S. President Trump's campaign and other associates were in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials ahead of the November election. Times cited four current and former U.S. officials saying law enforcement and intelligence agencies intercepted calls and had phone records involving Trump's one-time campaign manager, Paul Manafort. VOA News. President Trump is renewing his attack on what he terms the fake news media amid the widening controversy surrounding the ouster of his national security advisor and a talk of congressional investigations. Trump posted a pre-dawn message on his verified Twitter account Wednesday complaining the fake news media is going crazy with their conspiracy theories and blind hatred. He said this Russian connection nonsense is merely an attempt to cover up the many mistakes made in Hillary Clinton's losing campaign. The latest tweet follows a pattern of social media messages that Trump has sent, chastising news organizations both during his campaign for the White House and in the more than 3 weeks since his inauguration. NATO allies will show transatlantic unity in their first talks with the new Pentagon boss, Jim Mattis, today. So says the alliance's chief, and against a backdrop of concerns about President Trump's commitment. Defense Secretary Mattis has voiced support for NATO in contrast with the skeptical Trump, who has been tougher on Russia than his boss, whose views worry the alliance's Eastern European member states in particular. In a sign that the Trump administration's pressure on the issue is bearing fruit, Stoltenberg said on the eve of the meeting that bolstering spending was a top priority.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous.
Washington has long insisted that NATO members should spend 2% of their GDP on defense, a goal that few meet despite agreeing on it at a summit in Wales in 2014. A senior White House official says peace between Israel and the Palestinians does not have to be through a two-state solution and that it is up to the two parties to decide. The official said the United States will not dictate what the terms of peace will be. The official said a two-state solution that doesn't bring peace is not a goal that anybody wants to achieve. Peace is the goal, whether it comes in the form of a two-state solution, if that's what the parties want, or something else, if that's what the parties want. We're going to help them. The official spoke to reporters on the eve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit Wednesday to Washington. Wednesday's talks are expected to include a focus on Iran, in addition to Israel's settlement construction on land the Palestinians see as part of their future state. The settlements have been condemned internationally. And a round of Syria peace talks scheduled to begin today in Kazakhstan has been delayed until tomorrow. Kazakhstan's foreign ministry did not offer any explanation for that change. The focus of the talks is a partial ceasefire that went into effect at the end of December. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.